Today we will Be'ez Hashem be learning Daf Tesai in the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Some of the topics we will learn about today include a discussion of the four times each year that judgment is passed on the world and what is judged at each of these four times of the year. Agadic teachings regarding the Shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah. Discussion about the three groups of Yidden, Tzaddikim, Beinonim, and Rishayim, and how they each fear in the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. Some of the key topics and concepts they will learn about include Karban Ha'omer. The Karban Ha'omer is a barley offering that is brought on the second day of Pesach. The 16th of Nisan is also known as Yom Hanaf because the offering is waved in all directions. Any grain that took root after this Karban is brought may not be eaten until the Karban Ha'omer of the following year is offered in the Beis HaMikdash. Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem refers to two loaves of fine wheat which were brought as a public Karban together with two lambs every Shavuos. Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim is a ceremony which takes place on Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash. Three lugum, approximately 1.5 liter of water, are drawn from the Shiloach spring and brought to the Azara amidst a joyous procession where it is poured into one of the corners of the Mizbeach from a golden flask. This takes place every morning of Sukkot at the time of the Karban Tumah, and it is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Shofar. It is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, and one of the focal points of this Yom Tov to blow the shofar, the ram's horn, on Rosh Hashanah. This was learned out from the pasuk Yom Teruah Yilachem, as well as from the pasuk Zichron and Teruah. Malchias Zichron Yisrofus. This refers to 30 psukim, three sets of 10 psukim each, 10 of which discuss the kingdom of Hashem, Malchias, 10 of which discuss the remembrance of Hashem, and 10 psukim which discuss the concept of shofar, all of which are added to the Musaf davening on Rosh Hashanah.